Way back in 1990, I was the editor of All Things Considered, and when I wrote news copy depicting legislators and their views on abortion, I would classify them as either anti-abortion or supporters of abortion rights. But about 5 years ago, that language changed, and up until this week, you could hear hosts and reporters using terms like pro-choice or pro-life to describe those divided over abortion, as in this clip of NPR's health policy correspondent Julie Rovner speaking on Talk of the Nation on Tuesday.
The Senate bill ultimately got the president to issue an executive order. The pro-choice Democrats weren't very happy about it, but basically...
On Wednesday, NPR News policy officially changed that language back. NPR News managing editor David Sweeney is responsible for the change. So, David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brooke. Nice to be on the show.
If Julie were characterizing those Democrats today, instead of calling them pro-choice, what would she call them?
Well, she could call them abortion rights advocates. She could call them anti-abortion rights advocates or any derivatives thereof. We decided that with abortion back in the news, with health care, that we needed to take a look at our existing guidelines. So senior news management sat down and we had a conversation and we agreed that pro-life and pro-choice were not the clearest, most consistent or neutral descriptors that we could use.
You know, it's weird how everything old is new again, because 20 years ago when I was there, it was determined that if you were going to use phrases like pro-choice and pro-life, even if you used both of them, they don't cancel each other out. They're still basically carrying water for those advocates. I know you weren't responsible 5 years ago for the adoption of those terms. Do you have any notion why they would accept them, except for the fact that they're short?
I don't, to be honest with you. I mean, I think we try to stick to, you know, reporting facts without using language that's highly charged that one side or the other uses in their narratives.
In the reporting on this, we read that the news managers who were responsible for the change, who signed it, can't remember doing it. They're no longer with NPR. Isn't that weird? Did any NPR listeners complain about pro-life and pro-choice?
Yes, we got complaints. Actually, I spoke to one of the editors who's been covering the abortion story for many years, and he said when the change was made in 2005, he was expecting a much bigger reaction than we actually got. We certainly get a lot of mail around it, but our coverage of the Middle East gets about 3 to 5 times more responses than what we say on abortion. You know, for the record, is NPR perfect? Do we get everything right? No. Are there times when we've used language and stories that perhaps could have been better? Of course, but you know, that's part of my job, to work with the editors and reporters to make sure we get it as right, as correct and as factual most of the time as possible.
And I would see this definitely as a correction, but why did it take so long to get this neutral language back into the NPR style book?
In hindsight, would it have been better to have a meeting 2 weeks ago? Maybe. You know, I had been looking at what other news organizations use. I'd been talking to editors about it, but because a lot of the editors who deal with abortion were involved in our healthcare coverage, everybody was, you know, always busy. So it just happened that we got round to scheduling the meeting for this week.
Can you tell me, was there much argument within NPR about switching this language back to what it was 5 years ago?
We had a good discussion, but I think there was pretty much unanimity on Wednesday afternoon that this is the direction in which we wanted to go.
All right, David. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brooke. Nice to be on the show.
David Sweeney is the managing editor of NPR News.